Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because I could feel my allergies coming on. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with Zyrtec. It starts working at hour one the first day you take it. Plus, Walgreens helped me find everything super duper fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Zyrtec 30 count is $18.99. Use as directed.
It's refund season, America, and this year Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedies may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedies, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedies because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedies isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Win. The Bears finally beat the Packers. Way to go, Mark Trestman. Keep it here as we recap the win on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks goalie Corey Crawford notched his league-leading seventh shutout last night in the Hawks 2-0 win over St. Louis. That's as many shutouts as Crawford had in his previous three seasons combined. Crawford last night, though, was just about getting the W.
Winning's the only thing that counts. If we need a shutout about hard and it's a tight game, then, yeah, it definitely feels good. But, what matters is the W.
Hawks now head to Carolina tomorrow to take on the Hurricanes. This morning, the Hawks recalled forward Mark McNeil from Rockford. In the NFL, it'll be the Broncos and Panthers facing off in Super Bowl 50 in 2 weeks. Denver snuck past New England 2018, while Carolina stomped Arizona 49-15. Panthers are a 5.5-point favorites over the Broncos, according to the Westgate Superbook. And Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis broke his arm in the game. He's already had surgery and says he'll play in the Super Bowl. We've been laughing about that all day, but today Coach Ron Rivera said that he thinks Davis will be ready to go. Apparently, this is the kind of injury he can play with, and he says he'll be good to go in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Broncos safety Darian Stewart suffered an MCL sprain yesterday. He, too, should be good to go for Super Bowl 50. Elsewhere in the league, the Eagles have signed tight end Zach Ertz to a 5-year, $42 million extension. Bulls are back in action tonight at the UC as the Heat come visiting. Lou Deng is out. He's dealing with an injury. Kirk Heinrich and Etuan Moore out for the Bulls. Some good news for Chicago, though. Mike Dunleavy says his back feels great, and he's going to start taking contact and practice tomorrow. He wants to be back sometime in February. And in college football, Florida State has settled a federal Title IX lawsuit with a former student who alleged former quarterback Jameis Winston sexually assaulted her in December of 2012. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had our sports updates today.
Yes, she did.
Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski and Kevin Zipak as well. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well.
He does.
At watch670thescore.com. Our guests today included Kevin Fishbane from ChicagoFootball.com, Hub Arkish from HubArkish.everything.
And ChicagoFootball.com.
Oh, yeah. And
that's a different site. You put that in there, you might
Pretty
see
Hub shows up.
Yeah, you may see something you want to see.
And Jason Jackson from Heat TV. Tomorrow on the show.
That Heat outfit is not really watchable at the moment.
No, it's bad.
Oh, my God. Everybody's hurt. And
everybody's hurt.
Yeah, they're
terrible.
Awful, yeah.
Rodney Harrison will be on the show tomorrow. And I don't know, supposedly, theoretically, and more. After that, Rodney will be followed.
And by And More?
And More!
I'm looking forward to And More.
I love And More. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Boers and Bernstein, hello, men. What's going on?
Can I have a spot on the Irish sports boat that you created?
Yeah, right?
I'm picturing the giant Irish sports boat.
Dude, Gina can be like half on it, you know? Who else? Blake Griffin. Half on the giant Irish sports boat.
It just, I didn't
I'm
know.
On it.
All the McCaffreys.
All the McCaffreys
are
McCaffreys.
Shaquille O'Neal.
And you know, Ed McCaffrey, in a lot of ways, was a man ahead of his time in football because he was the first guy to wear the tiny little shoulder pads when everybody was still wearing bookshelves.
Yeah.
And he said, look, they protect well enough. And he didn't want the movement restricted, and it was all about speed. And now you've got defensive ends wearing the same shoulder pads that he wore.
Yeah. And the cutout. I remember that when the change went from having the. You could see the sleeves to it being more like a tank top because of the cutout, because guys didn't want to get held. I think Michael Strahan and Reggie White and Michael Strahan were the first guys I saw with the cutout sleeve where it's like you're seeing all of their armpit and their arm back fat right there, but it's because they don't want to be held.
Well, then some of the guys, you see the pectoral cut, you see the giant deltoids.
Like Cam Chancellor. Like anytime Cam Chancellor puts on a uniform, I'm like, man, no human should be that ripped.
So there's some.
There's some out there. Hey, Terry, I was thinking about, for those who may not know, some of the younger listeners, Ron Rivera's history with this radio station. Because it goes back a long way. There was a time when he was unemployed. Unemployed by the Bears, unemployed in the NFL. And he worked here.
Yep.
He was a football expert. What year was that? I'm trying to remember. Mid to late 90s?
He worked for Wani in 97, so mid.
I know we had a dinner for him when he left, when he finally got a gig. Danny and I went out to dinner with him and his wife.
Okay.
When he got the gig. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was then. But you know what it proves, that really how much the draft actually works if you really do it right.
Yeah.
If you know what the hell you're doing.
That 2011 draft, Terry, we went over the names in the first three rounds. Mm-hmm. And then you got Justin Houston and Richard Sherman being picked in the fifth round. But
Mention who the Bears got there.
Yeah, Gabe Creamy.
I don't know who they get.
Yeah, we did all this.
Who they get?
Gabe Creamy.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned it twice.
Oh, the first
we'll play the
rounds,
song.
Terry.
Hang on.
The first three rounds are just amazing.
But,
man.
But Terry, the whole construction of the Panthers with the draft, Marty Herney and then Gettleman following.
Marty Herney. Yeah, you start with the guy. You got to start with the man. You start with Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to your franchise. That, you know, he is so good. That was almost inevitable. They were going to the Super Bowl at some point.
Mm.
He grew into such a player.
He can act, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's good in those commercials.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's, I'm telling you.
He's going to be the face of the
game.
That's
the guy
you
want. If you're going to tank out and go 2-14.
That's what you want. I'll never forget. We talked to.
You got to hope it comes, though.
Because you do.
Because you can get it in a year where you're like, I don't like any of these guys, but I got to draft one.
And you're feeling
sort of
the
like
pressure.
This year. Right,
sort of
right,
like this
right.
year.
Where you don't like any in particular.
Mm-hmm. I'll also never forget the week after the draft, I think it was, we talked to Chico after they took Luke Kuechly, and oh, was he beaming. was well, he beaming.
You saw that at BC, though.
Yes, you did.
It was not even a thing. It wasn't even a question who the best player on the field was every college football game.
In any game, that's correct.
It's remarkable. And look at his skills and look what he does to that defense, what he enables them to do.
He's turned into a cover linebacker. He was a big impact, you know, make a play on the ball guy.
He was a downhill in the box player who can cover a wheel route.
That's why that was the separation for a little bit for me in watching Bobby Wagner and watching him, where I thought Bobby Wagner's all around game was as good as it got in the last couple of years in middle linebacker. But this last year, like, Luke Kuechly is breaking on things that DBs see.
Right.
And that's all study and that's all discipline. That's him developing as a player.
Following wide receivers 40, 50 yards down.
Hats off to them, man. They did it the way you have to do it if you're really going to become a team. And they're going to be around for a damn while now.
Yeah, they are because of the way they're built.
Correct.
Because how young these guys are.
Well, guys still got to, when guys get paid, that breaks up teams, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
But this is why I find myself.
Cam ain't going anywhere.
No, not at all.
I'm laughing at the Mike McCarthy stuff today. You see, this is Mike McCarthy's like.
He's fed up with them not signing free agents.
Right. And McCarthy, the reason you're good.
No, but this is.
The reason you're good is because of how well you've drafted and how you've left the money.
They've thrown that in people's faces for years and years and years.
Yeah, but you almost got Aaron Rodgers killed.
50 out of our. Exactly, Terry. 50 out of our 53. We all do it here. Yeah, all right, but if you miss on a couple of guys that you're counting on, you got to sign people.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Signing people in desperation gets you in trouble, but signing people to kind of put you over the top, or all right, put this guy here, right guard.
It's got to be a blend, and maybe he needs that offensive line.
That's him pressing the button, too, because he knows after a while it's going to be like, well, Aaron ain't going anywhere, and you gave up
the play calling.
Yeah, you gave up the play calling duties and took him back, so it must be you. So he knows that clock is getting ready to start even though it's not realistic.
But people who've listened to our show for a long time know that today, actually, it was late yesterday. This is the time where you make your pick for the Super Bowl.
I made it as soon as the Carolina game.
If you are so inclined, and not be swayed by 2 weeks of BS. Because no matter what you think now, after 2 weeks, there's going to be enough garbage out there that you will be able to convince yourself.
I think the same thing now as before.
Of anything you want. And
you think Peyton Manning's brain isn't going to swell?
No, he's not going to make it through
exercises.
Well, I know this is the Carolina Panthers' sense of inevitability. They look like a team that thinks it's going to win the Super Bowl.
He's had the glow all season long.
What is the only thing standing in their way is a brilliant defensive coordinator.
The best coach in that. Best
two
coach
brilliant all players, yesterday. At least.
Two brilliant
maybe
players.
More.
And one of the probably the best at what he does, scouting, identifying weaknesses, et cetera.
Just remarkable.
That to me is this game.
They were on Brady. Nobody even touched him. They were on Brady.
20 hits.
Rattled by the rush.
20. Oh. The most hits on any quarterback in a game all season.
Yeah.
That happened to be on Tom Brady. It was early.
He was around the tackle before guys were getting out their stances.
And then he was seeing ghosts.
Exactly right.
Did that one thing where he got his left foot and then had a hop step.
He started playing scared.
Leaning to the ground. Like Von Miller turns.
He's just a horrible. That left tackle is just a horrible example of white people.
Von
Miller.
Can't
you see him?
Von Miller is like what Khalil Mack did this year as well.
Yes.
Like, I haven't seen that body lean for a player that small. They're not small, but he's still 240, something like that. But like Derek Thomas.
He's not.
Wake at the peak of his powers.
Had that lean where it's like, dude, how is your shoulder not on the ground? Like, how are you not falling down?
They changed the rules because of him.
Yeah.
They pulled the tackles back a half step because of him.
I'm the greatest coach who ever lived, not block him.
Terry.
He tried.
But look, he put a sixth offensive lineman out there.
Put somebody out there.
He did.
He extended the line.
And then they stunted him.
He put a second tackle, and Miller went around. That guy.
That's why you can talk about coaching all you want. That dude, he wrecked the game.
Blocking device on. He's right there. Yeah. Someone pointed
that's LT
him.
Stuff.
Don't point at the mic. Point at that
that's,
guy.
That's LT stuff.
Yes.
But Terry, there is some Belichick hubris involved.
Oh, there
where
was a lot.
He decided, I'm going to send James White out there. Instead of leaving him in to help me block, I'd rather send him out there as another target, and I'm going to win by throwing to that guy.
Yeah,
and it didn't work.
Judging
even when he had a step on him, and he did not react well to the
balls.
There was one where he he curled in late, mm-hmm. where it was thrown. It mm-hmm. wasn't thrown far enough to the.
But there was a lot of air thrown under to the inside more than it was to the outside. But he still had time to adjust to the ball.
Yeah.
And cut off the defender.
And he didn't. Across and he had it. Face. No, he had the angle on him.
Yeah, no, that was a catch. There was several of those. Trust me, I was screaming at the TV the same way because of this foolishness that I know that we're going to deal with for the next couple of weeks about Peyton Manning, and it's really that defense and Dustin Colquitt. That is Peyton Manning, Tebow.
Peyton Manning was awful.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
He was not awful.
Horrible.
He threw two touchdowns in the first half. He missed a couple of open touchdowns.
Balls? They had six passes defense.
His balls are wobbly.
Gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
His balls have been wobbly for a long time.
No, but the still going on. There's one completion.
Brady's are two now.
He spun it off his thumb and it looked like a punt, and then you still got a completion out of it.
That guy didn't see ghosts. That guy didn't see ghosts.
Okay. He takes him forever the ball to get to the receiver.
Look,
there's
some nuance here, which you say you like. So let's pretend that you actually do.
What?
For a moment.
I'm watching him throw a football.
Well, the nuance here is that he stopped trying to be the guy that he was in the first half of the year when he's throwing 17 picks because he can't be that guy anymore, and he willingly embraced this idea of, you know what, I'm just gonna let my defense carry me. Game manager. That's what he did.
Right, because he's bad.
But how many balls did he put in harm's way?
I expect
him to get blown out in the Super Bowl because it's Carolina's year.
No, but I picked them yesterday.
To not credit this old ass man for fusing what he does with what Kubiak does, finally doing just enough and not killing his team the last 2 weeks.
Did you think
he gets a lot of respect for that?
Because respect. Do you think he was good?
I thought yesterday. Brad Biggs said it this morning, and I agreed with him. He was the better quarterback yesterday.
Well,
Brady was.
That's only because he's the other guy.
There wasn't any jumping up and down on his windpipe the whole time.
I mean, they killed the guy.
Yeah, well, come on. Jamie Collins got to Manning several times. He did not
like that.
He didn't throw scared or play scared, and Tom Brady did.
He was the better quarterback yesterday.
Is he the better quarterback yesterday? Who was a better quarterback yesterday?
But that's one guy
was getting stepped on.
Peyton got stepped on a couple times.
Not like
too.
Given all that,
given that, I'll still take Brady. What was going on?
Okay,
he stood in the face of that all day long and had him.
But here's the deal: Manning is not capable of giving you 35, 40 points anymore. But at least now, he's not gonna. But at least now he knows it. He played very smart.
But here's the point. Forget the turnovers the last two weeks.
You
got to forget who he is.
On him too.
If you watch that game and you had no idea what his name was, you wouldn't be saying that.
If it was 18,
but I do know his name.
But that's the point. But don't worry about that. Just criticize him. The performance. Don't worry about what he used to be.
Oh, well, no, that's not the way I watch sports. Thanks.
That's ridiculous. You're imposing narrative on it.
The narrative is his life and existence.
No, it's not. The narrative is was he good? Was he good yesterday?
Don't confuse. You're going too far.
No, I'm not.
Don't confuse the idea. Don't confuse the idea.
You're allowed to say he's bad even if you like him.
Don't confuse the idea of forced narrative with actual context on what a freaking career is.
I'm not talking about his career.
He's not a 55 touchdown guy. He's that guy.
One game.
Right. Okay.
He wasn't good.
Well, you know, good for you for watching one game in a freaking bubble for 60 minutes. That bores the hell out of me.
It's our job to be honest about what we're looking at, not have input a history weighing on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. The idea, our job is to watch it however the hell we want to, and I like watching with a historical true context.
But don't let that infect your criticism of his performance.
It's not infecting criticism. He was the better quarterback yesterday.
You just admitted that it is infecting.
No, it's not infecting is your word with a very negative connotation. Adding context.
It's making you change the way you would otherwise think about his performance.
If that was Kyle Orton doing a perfect job game managing, knowing full well what his defense and his running game were,
you could still say the ball couldn't come out of his hand.
But I would say he did a hell of a job not putting the ball in harm's way. Because that's what he did. No matter which game manager that was doing his job.
Maybe you haven't listened to me.
I give Alex Smith credit sometimes, much to the chagrin of this dude.
I don't hate Alex Smith's job, the work he does.
And when you say not putting the ball, and I appreciate what just happened just now because I'm thoroughly entertained.
It's great, isn't it?
A little aroused.
That's, yeah.
But what you said about not putting the ball in harm's way.
Yeah.
In that game yesterday, there were times where he needed to make a throw that he couldn't make.
Absolutely.
Because of his arm and because of all the things. Like I know what you're talking about with his brain and getting out of bad plays. We talked about this with the experts.
Because look at every quarterback in the NFL now is trying to let the play clock go to under five so they can make the smarter play.
At times.
And he's doing
it. At times though.
yesterday,
yeah,
Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler had chances to make plays.
They did.
And Jamie Collins had chances to make plays. Mm-hmm. Now, if the guy doesn't make them, then we talk, like, I mess around with you with Russell Wilson and the run after the catch stuff.
Yeah.
But Russell Wilson, 2-3 times, and that's with a young arm. This guy, yesterday, because of that defense, because of that punting game, because
without,
of that kicking game.
A doubt.
And I know how you feel about it.
He's not capable.
He wasn't good to me yesterday.
He's not capable of carrying a team.
That's not even the standard for me. I'm talking about if Von Miller isn't as good a performer on the defensive side as
without
we've seen in years.
Oh, dude,
like,
yeah.
That performance was legendary.
He's better than, it's not Peyton Dilfer. It's not quite Peyton Dilfer level.
No, yeah, and that's just the hyperbole when we're messing around. But yesterday, he was, like, they were one play. They were one bad play away from losing that game, even with the 2-point conversion.
Frankly,
because
the guy can't kick a point.
If Belichick chooses to kick a field goal with 6 minutes left down
eight.
Yeah,
well, I know.
It's a one game and it's over.
Terry Speaks and Dan, Gary Kubiak being an idiot and throwing the football and throwing it before the 2-minute warning.
Yes,
like,
there were
a lot of, and that's when we talk about how good the game was. Like, when we have those kind of moments where you have professionals making those kind of decisions, I'm like, oh, come on. Like,
It means just hope for John Fox is what it means.
John Fox, you know, that narrative too. Bowl yesterday.
Oh, wait, you know what's so funny is that,
2 weeks ago,
John Elway, in answering questions, said that, the coaching change was the impetus, was like the powerful thing. Mm. Meanwhile, that is the John Foxiest win
without question
that you could possibly have.
They had the old five Bears.
It's complimentary football. Complimentary football. Do not screw me up,
McManus. Yeah. That defense and don't kill me. That's exactly because they really. I mean, if you look at it, the running game wasn't overwhelming. They busted a couple of runs,
a couple of them.
But CJ, wasn't like they were 180 yards deep and like, oh, we don't even have to give them. They had to give the ball to him a couple of times. And Logan Ryan made some plays where he got to the ball, but he didn't seize the opportunity.
So let me, just a real quickie, Bernsey. So adding or enjoying the full context of somebody's life and career, is that instantly narrative? Is there any way to do that without falling prey to some narrative?
I guess what I try to do, I mean, just speaking personally, I think understanding, appreciating, and being aware of the context is different than using it to help answer and inform the question, how well did he play? Mm-hmm. It's not how well did he play relative to a career ideal of what he was.
Yeah,
that's something to do within the moment, enjoying and understanding what you're watching.
But even look at this season in a bubble. He wasn't willing to be this guy the first half, and that's why he played like ass and tried to make throws he can't make anymore.
You guys are having two different conversations. I think that's the conversation that we had, too.
See, I think that's part
of it.
I think it's part of it.
And the willingness is part of it, and I'm impressed with the willingness.
I think the other part
is... But he can't play. If he still could do that...
The other part is calibrating his machine. Some of it, as he's come back from these multiple injuries, unless you try certain throws, you can only do so much in practice. And I think sometimes he needs to actually see, oh my God, I can't make
that throw. You remember old Ron Guidry after he couldn't throw fastballs anymore?
He hurt himself.
Old Frank
Louisiana
Tanana? Yes, old Frank Tanana after he couldn't throw fastballs anymore?
Yeah, pitching's a different thing than this game, man.
But yeah, man, when you can change, I respect it.
Aww.
All right, game on.
You guys right. Can go hug or hang out afterwards.
I just think respecting it.
I'll tell you this.
You would prefer young Frank Tanana.
Sure. Okay. If I had him.
Because he was better than the other guy.
If I had him. But if I got
him. The old Frank Tanana.
He whipped Joe Louis's ass.
If I had the 27 Yankees, I'd probably be okay. And this defense might be the 27
Great
Yankees.
The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Terry out of nowhere. He won some games, though. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. It's a Monday, so they got Matt Bowen, they got the second half, and they got much, much more. Boys,
we got other things to hopper.
You got a lot of stuff. The guys are coming up for the next 4 hours and 38 minutes. Speaks. We're going to watch Heat Bulls and all these other
and
things
then,
that happen tonight.
Warriors Spurs is on NBA TV late night tonight.
And we'll talk about what the NBA has been doing and how they finally got smart programming outside of football like they're doing this year. So we'll do that tomorrow on the Spiegel & Goff Show. Thank you so much for listening to The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. While most of football-crazed America was focused Sunday on Denver and Charlotte, the place to be for a college basketball fan was Philadelphia, the best college hoops town in the country. It began early on the north side when Temple ended SMU's dreams of an unbeaten season with an emphatic 89-80 win. Even though SMU isn't eligible for the NCAA tournament, you can bet Bob Knight raised a toast to himself at the final buzzer. It's now been 40 years since Knight's Indiana team went undefeated. No one's done it since. Shortly after Temple's win, playing across the parking lot from where the Spectrum stood, Providence stunned Villanova in overtime, ending two remarkable streaks. The Wildcats had won 22 straight Big East games and 33 straight home games. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because I could feel my allergies coming on. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with Zyrtec. It starts working at hour one the first day you take it. Plus, Walgreens helped me find everything super duper fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card Zyrtec 30 count is $18.99. Use as directed.
It's refund season, America, and this year Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It's a sport fishing spectacular in Schaumburg. The 4th Annual Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo is Thursday, January 28th through Sunday, January 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Chicagoland's ultimate fishing event is back with hundreds of fishing and travel exhibits, including many of the major tackle manufacturers with their latest gear for sale at the show. Book your next trip with local guides or lodges and resorts from around the globe. Learn from pros Mike Iaconelli, Brandon Polinak, Jim Sarek, Joe Bucher, Tommy Scarless, and many more. Compare and buy 2016 fishing boats, all at sports show pricing. Enter daily giveaways for thousands of dollars worth of fishing gear and trip. Demo rods and reels, learn to fly cast or tie flies. There's free parking and fishing fun for all ages in Schaumburg. From bass to walleye, pike to perch, muskies to salmon, it's all at Chicagoland's Ultimate Fishing and Travel Expo, running Thursday through Sunday, January 28th through the 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportshows.com for tickets and more info. Don't miss it!
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks recently snapped their 12-game win streak by losing two straight in the state of Florida. Last night, the team got back on track with a win over St. Louis. So up next, the Hawks travel to play Carolina tomorrow night. Jiří Šehek is ill. He won't travel with the team. This morning, the team recalled forward Mark McNeil from Rockford. Elsewhere in the NHL, the NHL's naming of Semyon Varlamov as the number one star of the week is causing some controversy. That's because Varlamov's civil trial for domestic violence also begins today. Criminal charges against Varlamov were dropped, but his former girlfriend is suing him for allegedly kicking her, punching her, and dragging her by her hair. Bulls head back to work tonight at the UC as the Heat come to town. Kirk Heinrich and Etuan Moore both out tonight. Luol Deng won't play in this one either. Mike Dunleavy, though, will start taking contact tomorrow and travel with the team on the upcoming West Coast trip. His return date depends on how he handles contact, but Dunleavy says he's hoping to be back in February. 2 weeks to go until Super Bowl Sunday, and we now know it'll be Denver facing Carolina. Broncos got past the Patriots 2018 yesterday. Peyton Manning headed back to the Super Bowl for the fourth time. The Panthers won big over the Cardinals 49-15. Cam Newton with four touchdowns. In college basketball, North Carolina is at number one in the coaches poll this week. Iowa up to number four. Michigan State comes in at 11. Indiana up to number 17. Kansas and Iowa State are at number three and number 16, respectively. You can hear them face off tonight at 7:45. Right here on 670 The Score. And DePaul senior forward Mike Henry was selected to the Big East Weekly Honor Roll today after leading the Blue Demons to a win over Marquette last week. Get Covered Illinois. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit gogetcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How are we doing today?
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. Keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen joins us at 2 o'clock, second half at 3:30. Surprises along the way. And a giveaway. Got a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips to give away today. You got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming, 670thescore.com.
Thanks!
It's 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. I should mention the text zone on The Score is presented by Grossinger. There's boresandbernstein.com. There's the radio.com application for your mobile device. We have producers, you know. Our EP is Matt of Atticola.
Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the noise because the Daily News had a picture of you and they said, cry Brady, meaning you're a cry baby.
Thanks for
thank you for translating that.
Jim.
I'm sure he didn't. I mean, you know what? I bet he was thinking about that and couldn't come up with what they meant.
That he had no clue what the possible play on words might have been.
Not a single idea. I love Matt of Atticola. He is our Dale Jr., you know, and he keeps on a chilling.
What?
He keeps on and chilling.
Chris Tannehill.
There's pressure again, and there's a flag in the secondary. A lot of contact deep down the field. It could be against I don't know who.
It was another priceless effort yesterday.
Yes, it could be.
He's captain in the street. You know,
it was funny yesterday that we were at, I was at my kids' hockey game also started at 2 o'clock. So I'm trying to watch both games out in the lobby of the ice arena, and I had the guy there put one of the big screens, had put the game on, and he forgot it was on, he puts on all of them, and there was no sound. So I'm standing right there, and he says, oh, yeah, we got to get sound on there. And he puts the volume up, and just as he puts the volume up, it's like, it's Phil Sims. He's like, I'm Jim Danson. This is my Phil Sims. And he looks at me, he goes, are you sure you want the volume up now? And I said, it's just immediately, it's like the reaction was, without even having to say anything, it's like, oh,
there were
God. Oh, no.
There were a ton of them yesterday. Ugh. Oh, my God. If you actually sit down and want to watch a game and, you know, get the whole experience, oh, my God. I mean, pillar to post this dude. All over the place. And I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to think, is this worse than it ever was? Is it we just have noticed as much? What is going on? Why
both.
Is he so?
I think both.
At least
for me, I hadn't really had any aversion necessarily. I just had him lumped in with the rest of the droning herd. And then
he was a better guest than he was an analyst on there.
And then I just became acutely aware of it, and it started to bug me. And now I can't be unbugged, but...
You can't be unbugged, what?
It was a good day of football, though. There was a lot going on, but that Carolina thing, they appear convinced they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I have
for a long time already.
Yeah, I don't... And you know, Rivera knows what that feels like. He saw that up close. That sort of manifest destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what,
it is. What
they seem to... They're carrying themselves, even though they've got... No wide receivers really to speak of, and they might be without their other heart and soul at linebacker, even though he swears he's going to be back.
Yeah, he had a surgery today, or what the hell is some process? They called it something done.
Surgery.
Mentioned before, and he said he'll be ready for the Super Bowl. What? No, you won't.
I don't think he will, but you knew something was bad right there as soon as it happened, and that's not going to help him, but this is their year.
Yeah, it's just it seems to me it's going to be. And, you know, sometimes you think and think and think, and then it gets there and it's not. But, I mean, that is such a great case for when you bottom out. And I mean, you can't do it in the NFL anymore because you never know what you're going to get. You bottom out this year, what the hell do you do? Is there a guy out there, you get the first pick in the draft. Is there somebody out there that's remotely resembling Cam Newton?
Mm-mm.
No, right? I mean, it just all has to come together at the right time. All of it. You just have to be that fortunate that he's waiting for you. They didn't hesitate. They thought so right away, despite the fact that I believe our guys, Hub and the boys, really racked over Cam Newton, did they not? racked them and kicked them in the balls, didn't they? Wasn't it Cam Newton? You remember the scouting report?
Well, it was Nolan Naraki, and it was all off-field stuff. Mm-hmm. It was basically calling him a con man.
Yeah.
Basically saying empty smile, bad leader, and people don't like him, they don't trust him. Well, the proof is right in front of you now.
Uh-oh.
The proof is right in front of you.
Yeah, I think there's some things that, I'll get to when we take a break here in a second, but I mean, there's some things that still I don't like. And maybe it's just because I'm a foolish old white man, but I don't think are necessary for him at this stage. I don't think it's necessary anymore. I don't know what, maybe it's just being him, but it's just not necessary. He's a great player. He's the league MVP. His team is in the Super Bowl. There's nothing left to strut about. There's nothing left to do a lot of things about.
He's never going to be the kind of pocket passer you might want him to be, but he's proving he doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be. I mean, he's got a lot of yards this year. His completion wasn't very good, but he got a lot of yards. And he also, when he sets his mind to it, you can't stop him. I don't care what, you can't stop him.
That's the thing about the Wade Phillips defensive plan. And if you want to send those guys, if he steps up, it isn't because he's trying to find a different launch point.
No.
He's not just going to climb the pocket to say, all right, now we've got some secondary routes that are breaking off here. He's going to go.
He's going to go.
And especially if he sees the names on the back of the jerseys, he's going to go. If you stay in man, he's going to go. And instead of it being, oh, my God, he got up to 17 miles an hour and he rushed for 11 yards, it's going to be 24 yards.
Yes, it is.
That's the difference.
Yes, it is.
312-644-6767, Boers and Bernstein, a post-championship Sunday Monday on The Score.
Mowing. And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
When it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because I could feel my allergies coming on. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with Zyrtec. It starts working at hour one the first day you take it. Plus, Walgreens helped me find everything super duper fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card Zyrtec 30 count is $18.99. Use as directed.
It's refund season, America, and this year Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1,000,000 a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hum.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Long time, feels like, but yet, you know, we still got a long way to go. You know? And I'm excited. I'm excited. And it was I said it then, I'm going to say it now. It was a process. It wasn't going to be, what did I say, instant grits, quick grits. It's going to be a process like long-cooked collard greens. You know what I'm saying? And I think those collard greens are brewing right now. You can smell it from a mile away.
No self-respecting Southerner makes instant grits. Come on now.
See, that's his process from being the number one pick in the draft to where we stand today. Morton Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
I didn't expect we get soul food metaphors. So
I didn't either. I hadn't heard that.
Well, next thing is going to be like fried catfish or short rib or something, and now I'm going to have to... Is Edna's still open, or did Edna's... Because I know Jerry's closed. I think Edna's closed. What would be the Chicago go-to these days? Like, if you really...
Got me.
...craved it around here. It used to be Edna's was the place, because they did those greens with, like, a huge chunk of ham hock or fat back in there. Oh, my God, is that good. You eat that, you go and nap for a couple hours. That's living, man. Northside, here's Ralph on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Good games yesterday. You know, the thing that just struck me is just how everything changes when you have two dynamic pass rushers on one team, seeing DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, and just watching the Bears forever, as everyone in the city has. I mean, it just never happens. I mean, in 2010, you got Peppers, and they could never put anyone on the other side. You had a average player in Israel Adonijah at best.
Well, that's hard to find two guys like that.
Yeah, you can't.
DeMarcus Ware has been around forever.
If there's a tree where those guys are growing, I will gladly go harvest them.
DeMarcus Ware is a good sign. I mean, you know he's a little bit older, but Von Miller's a beast. He was a second player in the draft, wasn't he?
And that's another guy who's come off an ACL injury. You had Thomas Davis with three ACL injuries.
I agree. I mean, when you look at that and you think about the process, just the process of getting a quarterback, as talented as that kid is, to where he is now, that's still a long damn way away if you're a Bear fan. And you don't have that quarterback yet. Especially not that one. You're lack sort of the basics right now. And yeah, the Bears had an 85. Today's the anniversary, is it not? Tomorrow? What the hell's the anniversary? 25th or 26th? I can't remember. Anyway, I mean, because it still holds a grip on the city, I'm told, that they will not loosen their grip on the city. They had a couple pretty good linebackers in, but those guys, you know, you look around the other teams, who's got two guys like that?
Yeah, that's pretty rare. Well, I mean, the Raiders have a couple of very strong pass rushers.
Yeah, but not like those two. You're right, they do. But not like those two.
It's tomorrow, fellas. You guys should know that.
Tomorrow, okay.
It's January 26th. Come on.
26th, okay. Hey, but you know, DeMarcus Ware is about, what, is he 30? He's got a lot of miles on him. And you make the, you say, okay, we'll take him. We'll get him. We'll go after him. And you do that, and you don't know. I mean, you could have one that couldn't walk, or he had something wrong with him you're not aware of, or whatever. See, guys, look at the guys the Bears had. You couldn't get him on the field. Something wrong with him.
And speaking of which, is Ditka okay? Is he sick?
I don't know. Why?
The last time I saw him, he looked like he wasn't filling out his clothes. You know, like he'd lost a bunch of weight.
I didn't watch it, so I haven't seen any of them.
He didn't look good.
I didn't notice that.
You watch him, Maddie?
Well, no, I just recently saw him for something on a video, He was on set somewhere and he pulled out a roll. Like he had a roll of walking money like that would knock you over.
Oh sure.
Yeah, and a couple of the guys on set were teasing him about it.
It's bail money for his kids.
But the clothes did look a little
loose.
A little more loose. I just took it as ill fitting clothing. Because his face didn't appear different, but maybe it was.
I was just wondering.
I wasn't really examining him that closely.
Well, but you sound like you were.
I was looking at that wad of money he had.
It's a Cincinnati roll.
Like Terry Boar's money.
It's like
that wad this guy pulls out of his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a minute. That's not my pocket.
It's $2 bills and singles, yeah.
That's what it is. It's a Cincinnati bankroll, all singles.
Yeah, it's a 20 around all the singles.
Yeah, that's what it is. There's no real money in there. I'll bet there's real money in his.
Uncashed Northfield tickets and everything else.
And you bite your tongue thinking the coach is sick.
No, I know.
Coach will never get sick. He'll never die.
I'm just asking.
A pox on your house, gang.
Yes.
Wow.
These guys.
He just asked a question. Yeah,
January 26th. You guys should know that.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah. If Mitch was listening, he should take you off the air right now.
Right, for not knowing the date of the Super Bowl.
This blue-collar type of town, we don't forget that date.
This email from Homicidal Homosexual. He says, the big game matchup is set, and here come the worst 2 weeks to be a person who reads too many sports articles. You mentioned the Nolan Naraki pre-draft write-up on Cam. Many, many others will mention it over the next 2 weeks, and I'm already sick of the takes on him as a black quarterback, and I'm sick of the attention-seeking articles discussing his greatness as a humanitarian contrasted against collegiate controversies. Did you know he wrecked his truck last year? I'm much more interested in your conversations with Jim Tomsula's people. Well, I don't know where that stands.
I don't either.
I'm interested, too.
I don't have any confirmation.
I don't know where we are along in that process. And this is Matt in Wheaton, who says, Espen has something called total QBR, total quarterback rating, and it dates back to the 2006 season. Coming into yesterday's championship games, there had been only 3 instances out of 107 playoff games in which neither quarterback achieved a total QBR of 33 for the game. That was Joe Flacco against T.J. Yates in 2011.
Oh, God.
Matt Hasselbeck, Todd Collins in 07, and Philip Rivers, Tom Brady in 07. In what Jim Nance dubbed Batman versus Superman, Batman Manning had a total QBR of 32.9, and Clark Kent's alter ego, Tom Brady, had a QBR of 22.0. Super heroic indeed. Yeah, well, Brady was getting manhandled, and it was
and that's the only way, if you recall, how the Giants beat him in the Super Bowl.
And I have to say,
it's the only way,
even as that was going on, the job he did to get rid of the ball in a reasonable area near a receiver was uncanny.
That's what I thought so too.
It was Houdini. I mean, there's people all over his ass all day long, climbing on him, taking bites out of him, and he was bedraggled, and you could see it. You could see it was getting to him, and it reminded me, remember there's a couple instances of this. It's a common little movie trick when something seemingly invincible then reveals a little bit of humanity that proves the something to advance the story, sure. whether it's Ivan Drago bleeding or when RoboCop's eye cover is damaged to reveal the human eye behind him. You know, when you saw like the leg, this pant leg sort of half ripped, and here's Brady standing there. It was early in the game too. And you're like, wow, this is not going to be a regular day for him. And they hit him 20 times.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to look like. That's easy football there. That's Doug Buffon football.
That's about what the Giants did, if you recall, in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
When they beat him. That's the only way to beat him. You can't. There's no other way you can beat him. Yeah, he threw 2 awful passes early. And then after that, he became, probably more aware that he was wearing a Bronco. But I don't think there's a quarterback who ever lived who could do anything about that.
Well, and everybody,
you talk about it, you throw it. Yeah, he made some of those. I don't know how the hell he made them.
And thanks for all the soul food recommendations. The plurality of responses that I'm getting seems to be a place called MacArthur's at Madison and Laramie, which sounds good. And though there's an emailer suggesting Luella's in Lincoln Square, it's supposed to be great. But if I'm getting soul food, I'm not getting it in Lincoln Square. With all due respect. Jim in Romeoville, you're on the Score.
Okay. Hello?
Jim.
Hey, what's happening?
You are. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a question here. I was I was listening to the radio right now, and I heard everybody talk about how, like, Von Miller at DeMarcus Square with two pass rushers being out there. I want to know this upcoming free agency period, how it's going to work out with Von Miller being a free agent and Brock Osweiler being a free agent, how they're going to do with the franchise tag with them for the Bears this upcoming season, because I'd love to have Von Miller on the Bears.
They may, Jim.
No way, Von Miller, God's green earth.
They've made it clear. This is about 2 months ago or whatever. They made the statement, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, if you're looking at somebody like Danny Trevathan, I mean, the casualty one of their down roster guys, there might be a possibility there for you to poach one of the other guys, but they're not... John Elway's not an idiot.
Yeah, Elway loves him, and I don't care. They don't care really what the money is. They'll pay him whatever the rate is or whatever he wants. I mean, or at least bargain for, but he's not walking out that door. He's not going out that door. And Ware is still under contract, so they have a that's set. I mean, they don't do it every Sunday. They don't do it every time. Mm-hmm. But I've, for a guy that's the greatest coach who ever lived, right? Some think made a lot of mistakes yesterday. I agree, he should have taken the field goal with 6 minutes left. Let's try one. And I don't know. I mean, how you can allow Tom Brady to be beaten like that by guys who, you saw what they did every time.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you see a guy get to a quarterback against the Patriots with nobody touching him? And you know where he is. It's not like it's a stun or a blitz or something. You don't see it coming. They're in the same place. Here he is over there. You got him?
And there he was every time. He's around his leg.
You got him?
He was making plays where it looked like the guy was turning to block him, and he'd been gone for 5 minutes already. Even over there having a smoke. I mean, it's crazy. Matt Bowen is next on The Score.
Ron Rivera, one-time Chicago Bear and Score guy, now Super Bowl-bound head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Here's Ron from 2006 on The Score.
Yeah, I really do believe it's my time. It's my opportunity to say, willing to take a chance on a younger coach, willing to take a chance on a guy that runs a 4-3 defense. You know, all those type of things come into play.
Listen to the Super Bowl live on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's exclusive home of Super.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast because I could feel my allergies coming on. You know the feeling, that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with Zyrtec. It starts working at hour one the first day you take it. Plus, Walgreens helped me find everything super duper fast. Sneeze you later, allergies. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card Zyrtec 30 count is $18.99. Use as directed.
It's refund season, America, and this year Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day, but it's only here for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe $1,000 too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Excuse me, ma'am. Step out of the Nissan.
Nissan Altima now.
What's wrong, officer?
You posted on your social media page that you just stole this new Nissan Altima from Woodfield Nissan. Now get out of the car.
Oh, I get it. I didn't actually steal it. I just got the deal of a lifetime, and it was like stealing it. And I don't have to pay any interest for 72 months. Plus, I got $5,000 off MSRP.
Oh, so the price was so low, it's like you stole it.
Right. I was just letting all my friends know that at Woodfield Nissan, you can get $5,000 to $12,000 off MSRP. Plus 0% financing for 72 months on brand new Nissans.
Don't miss the biggest heist going on now with Woodfield Nissan, the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, Woodfield Nissan is your credit connection. Woodfield Nissan will accept your credit application regardless of your situation. Save like never before at Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Higgins and Golf. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com or call 847-310-1900. 0% on select models, qualified buyers, $13.89 per month for 1,000 bar. Number one volume Nissan dealer, cited by Nissan North America Sales in 2015.
If you have hard water, the